Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to Luke, the 14th chapter, Luke chapter 14. And we want to continue on in our study of receiving and ministering healing. I believe this is our 16th case that we'll study tonight. And if you haven't been with us, tapes are available of the other cases, and this is something that everybody ought to be interested in, because we live in a physical body, and the curse is in the earth. And I mean, there's enough stuff in the air to kill you 1,000 times over. Yeah. There's enough stuff in the water you drink. There's enough stuff in the food you eat. There's enough stuff floating around in your body to take you out. But God's power is greater.
Yeah.
Amen. His keeping power is greater.
Yeah.
And if we'll live not in fear, but in faith, we can live a long, full life. And be healthy. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord is able to keep us. Able to keep us physically. How many believe that? He's able to keep you. And it is His will to keep you. Physically. You may say, well, I know somebody, a good Christian, and they died early. Well, what does that prove? I know somebody and they prayed that the Lord would heal them and they didn't get healed. They died. What does that prove? What are you saying? You're trying to say it's not always His will. How does that prove the will of God? I know people who died without Jesus. Does that prove it's not always God's will to save?
No.
No. You mustn't try to ascertain the will of God by somebody's experience or somebody's lack of experience, or especially somebody's failure or failure to receive. The will of God should be gotten from the Word of God, which does not change. Amen?
Amen?
How many believe if it's in the Bible, it's the will of God?
Yes.
Yeah. So we begun some weeks ago looking at the cases of people who were healed in Jesus' ministry. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There are only about 19 of those. I say about 19 because it depends on what you count and what you don't count. But you say, well, boy, it seemed like a lot more people than that got healed. Well, they did. Thousands and thousands were healed. But there's only about 19 where we're told who the person was, what was wrong with them, what they asked of Jesus, what He said to them, how He ministered to them, and how they received. And how many believe that these things are not just historical accounts, but they're given to teach us how things work?
Yeah.
And if it would work for them, it'll work for us. Right? And if Jesus would do this for them that way, He'd do it for us this way too, because He's no respecter of persons.
Right.
He never changes.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
And Jesus said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. He said, I came down from heaven not to do My own will, but the will of Him that sent Me. So everything that we read that Jesus said and did is a direct revelation of the will of God for all men for all time. So I think it's a good idea, I hope you agree, that you get in the Bible and you find out what He said.
Yeah.
Amen? And you take what He said.
Yeah.
And you put into practice what He said. And if somebody else said something different, you forget what they said.
Yeah.
If you thought something different, you forget what you thought. Because
yeah.
He's right.
Amen.
And anybody who disagrees with Him is wrong.
Amen.
I don't care how many degrees they have behind their name. I don't care how big a church or ministry they got. If they disagree with this, they're wrong.
Amen.
Brother Hagin, who went home to be with the Lord recently, and I know he's having a high heel time. He said one time a fella came to him and you know, was disagreeing with him about something. He showed him the verse. He said, yeah, but you know, the scripture says this. And the fella said, well, I'm way on out beyond that thing. Well, he's too far out for me. Is that right? He's too far out for God. Right? Because it doesn't get any better than this. And you don't refer to the Bible, the Holy Word, as that thing. Right? I mean, that shows vast problems right there. But I believe you respect the Word. I believe you love the Word. Amen? So let's get to it again tonight. And let's study, I guess this is our, 16th case of healing that we will have studied now, called the healing of the man with dropsy. The healing of the man with, somebody say, what? Dropsy. What is dropsy? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. But you wouldn't have to know too much about it to know you don't want it. Right? If somebody said, would you like the dropsy? Well, you say, no, I don't think so. No. No. No dropsy for me. Luke 14. Thank you, Lord. Luke 14. And this is only recorded in Luke, which is unusual because most of the time, the ones in the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are also recorded in one or two of the other. But only in Luke this time. In Luke 14, we'll read it. And then we'll, like we usually do, go back and begin to look at it a verse, phrase at a time. Luke 14 and verse 1. Let's pray before we read. Father, we thank you for your holy written word. Your word is life to us. It's health and medicine to all our flesh. You do enlighten us with it. We reverence it. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Give us a heart open and receptive. Thank you for the great, mighty Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and to be our teacher. We reverence and respect him tonight, and we open our hearts wide to him, and we say, teach us and minister to us, and we will hear and we will receive, and we will not, by your grace, will not be hearers only, we'll be doers. And we know as we do and practice the word, we are sure to be blessed, for you are faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. Get glory to yourself in our spirit and in our bodies, which are yours. Amen. Luke 14, verse 1. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Doesn't sound good. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. That sounds good. And answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. How many believe it happened just like that? There was a man there that had the dropsy, whatever that is. And Jesus healed him. And he left that place dropsy-less. He left that place dropsy free. Right? Now some folks say, well, Brother Keith, you're making fun of the man. No, I'm not. But listen, there is a difference between the condition and the person. We ought to understand this. People get in trouble because they have too much respect for disease. Did you hear me? Too much. I mean, people talk about certain diseases in hushed tones, don't they? What is it? Cancer. Kind of nod that knowing look like... like that curtains, man. It's that, you know. Well, what are we saying? Oh, great and mighty cancer. Great and terrible cancer. Might as well sing, great and mighty are you. Cancer. Yeah. I know you think this is funny, but hey, people do this, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's AIDS. Yeah. Everybody not did kind of bow their head. That's in a moment of reverence. No, what is AIDS? AIDS is nothing before God. Did you hear me? What is cancer? Is God scared of cancer? Are you kidding? I don't care. If a body is destroyed from top to bottom with cancer, God's power can flow through it. Recreate tissue cells. He can replace organs. He's done it. Replace organs. He made the body. He can recreate parts if need be. If you can believe it. You say, well, I don't know about that. Then for you it won't happen. But that doesn't mean it can't happen for others. And if you believe, it can happen for you. Got to be a believer. Right? Got to be a believer. These signs follow who? Them that believe. Not them that doubt, scoff, and skeptic. Intellectualize, rationalize. Well, it's not logical. Well, do without then. Well, I just don't believe that's for us nowadays. Well, do without. But don't be mad at us because we believe it.
Right.
Amen. We're not going to be mad at you. It's sad that you're going to miss out. But these things happen for believers. By very right of what we are, Christians believe in miracles. Right? You cannot be a Christian unless you believe in miracles.
Amen.
The virgin birth is a miracle.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Jesus being raised from the dead is a miracle. You have to believe that to even be born again. Do you understand that there are myriads of scholars, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, maybe more, millions perhaps, of Christians who don't believe in the virgin birth?
Right.
Now, I shouldn't say Christians, so-called Christians. Because if you don't believe in the virgin birth, you are not saved.
That's right.
No, you're not. If you don't believe in a literal, physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus, you are lost.
Yeah.
And so, well, are you sure? Yeah. Yeah, some things we can be open to. You don't believe in healing? Okay, you can get to heaven not believing in healing. You don't believe in prosperity? You can get to heaven not believing in it. You don't believe in talking in tongues? You can get to heaven not believing in that. But you can't doubt the virgin birth and doubt the physical resurrection of the Lord and even be saved. No. But those are miracles, aren't they?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.